Look at the horizon. Don't look at the next step you want to take. Because it depends where you are at this moment and that moment. From the beginning, the problem with the animal is that the animal doesn't think about the future and horizon. The time for animal is now. What is the time for you? Huh? 600 years ago, that's one part of our time. We are timeless because we succeeded somehow. Here, there is this camel and the donkey. The difference is long neck. The camel sees feather. The donkey, no. So the donkey will fall because he doesn't know what's coming. So he explained with that the attitude of looking further, understanding the outcome of it. Rumi is sitting down and talking. If Rumi is thinking about the time he's doing it, a bunch of silly people are sitting down and listening to him. So what? He does his best. The day after, he sits down to edit it, prepare it, not for them, for we. This is why he prepared it and made it, all the correction titles, blah, 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 all of this. We know he did it for whom? That's the point. If you don't understand that what am I doing now, it will influence the life of the people 200 years from now. If you don't know it, I'm sorry, you don't know what humanity is all about. Do you remember I always go to V2? That's a very good example for me. Because one of the worst time on this planet, I arrived and everything was awful. Yeah, this is the mid of Second World War I was born. So I hate that fascism, that movement, which I hear the bomb when I was in my mom. I hate it. But in my imagination, I never dared to do the click and get rid of that movement, because then there is no V2, there is no space and all that. And like this, I go back. Whatever we have it from those silly people in the past, who believed in slavery and blah, 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 all of that. This is not the way we look at it. You know how I look at it? I compare it with babies. Baby is an innocent creature, right? Then what will happen to the baby? Teaching, injecting the culture, and all of that. During this period, baby does a lot of mistakes. Whatever he tries, he doesn't know what to do, ruin everything, this and that and that. And nobody gets angry. Why? Because everybody knows that we grow up. This is the price of that grow up. We pay the hell of a price for growing up to be here. Now, you remember, you know even my feeling, because I talk a lot about it. It's not in Masnavi, but I always say, I believe we are living in a very special moment of the history, that the page is going to be turned. The first page was turned with talking, second with writing, the third is cyberspace. Because it's completely a new and very reliable tool to communicate and communication is it. Why?
Coming outside of ourselves,
we. This needs communication. We doesn't happen just like that, just because we are we. We are confused and we separated to us and them. But at the end of the day, we should realize there is we. We are all together, so we should communicate. For this communication, Rumi explained details, and now we are something that he said, and he wants to repeat it because he thinks that we didn't get it, because this is something that needs it. Another parable on the same subject means I want to talk about it, so I bring in one of these parables because it's one of our tools are these parables, stories, and to explain this meaning. What was the meaning? The meaning he explained it in a very rustic way. Do you remember? He said, let me talk about the duk, which is yogurt and the water. To say, over there, the butter is hidden and it needs to be mixed with the water and patiently just do something which has no meaning. Chemically, you're not doing anything. Physically, you're just shaking it, right? That does the magic. This was to explain what? To explain the animalistic spirit, Ruhe Heivani, and this little thinking machine, Aqle Juzvi, not real Aqle. The small little apple. Says, these two, these are like illusion and stuff like that, which are not the real one. But you could get the butter. Magical work. Now, let's see it in a different way. Who is the Githi party today? Nobody. You, Peter.
Another parable on the same subject. The gambols of the lion on the banner are indicative of winds concealed. If there were not the movement of those winds, how would a dead lion leap into the air?
Parable. You see, what he's talking about is, look at the flag, because in time of Rumi, flag is very important. And the flag, this flag he's talking, is the Iranian flag. Have you seen the Iranian flag? It has a lion, sun is rising from the back of the lion, and the lion has a saber, a sword. He says, look at it. Good, a lovely lion. But this is dead, this is not alive. How does it move? Wind will make this look like a lion which is moving. Illusion could start like this. Yes.
By that, you know whether the wind is the east wind or the west wind. This is the explanation of that occult matter. This body is like the lion on the banner. Thought is causing it to move continually.
This is the parable. You see me? No, you're seeing the lion, the picture of a lion on a flag. But it moves. What's moving it? Over there, when it moves, we know wind is there. Here, when I do something, we mean thinking is here. Thought is something that will make me move it, right? Yes?
The thought that comes from the east is the east wind,
and that which comes from the west is the west wind, fraught with pestilence. The east of this wind of thought is different. The west of this wind of thought is from yonder side.
Yeah, I brought you an example, but remember, okay, similarities was there, but when I talk about east and west, when I'm talking about east and west and wind, east and west, you see it. And the wind, yes, coming from here is bad, coming from there is good. When we're talking about thought, what are we talking about? When we say east, we don't say east. What do we say? Sunrise. That's what, because we don't say east, we say sharq. And sharq means the place that the sun will come up. Ishraq is the name of this school for that. So we say, over there for thought, when we talk about sunset and sunrise, we were talking about something else. Don't forget. What is it? Yes.
The moon is inanimate.
And its east is inanimate. The heart's east is the soul of the soul of the soul. The east of that sun which illumines the inward part, the sun of day, is the husk and reflection thereof.
Aha. So, is it, you see the differences? When we talk about the moon is something exists, is solid stuff, right? Therefore, the east of the moon is a solid stuff. But when we talk about the other part is not like that. Jan bovad sharq-e fuad. The east that we are talking about for thought is the jan. You remember what jan is? Jan is the life. Jan of jan, or janane, is beloved. Here you. John. That there is where the source is, and sun could rise from there. Knowledge and light could rise from there. Yes.
The east of that sun which illumines the inward part, the sun of day, is the husk and reflection thereof. For when the body is dead, without the flame, neither day nor night appears to it. But though it be not, when this is in perfection, it maintains itself intact without night and day, just as the eye without moon and sun sees moon and sun in dream.
You see? He's talking about that magical stuff. I say, listen, from now on more, we are talking about the east of the soul. Should realize what we are talking over there, because look at it, somebody is dead. Is there day or night for that fellow? No. When the fellow is dead, he's dead. There is no day or night or light or whatever. All of this depends on this life. The best example is you're in your dream, okay? You're in your bed. The curtain is closed. It's midnight. There is no light at all. And you're sleeping. And in your dreams, you are walking in a valley and the sun is shining. What's that sun? To you. Because over there is no one else. It's you, it's your dream, isn't it? So in your dream, you have a sun which rises and falls down. What is that? Do you want to say nothing? Is dream nothing? We started with this book one first paragraph. Do you remember? The end of the first paragraph is, when the king saw the shortcoming of this Arjuna.